Chodesh Tov. Today is Rosh Chodesh Sivan, which means at the end of this week it's Shavuot. In actual fact, the Torah and Parshat Emor doesn't give us a date for Shavuot, just tells us that it's 50 days after the beginning of the counting of the Omer, and that indeed is how the Shulchan Aruch paskens in Orach Chaim Sim Tav Tzadik Dalet Sif Aleph. It says, B'yom Chamishim L'Sfirat HaOmer, on the 50th day of Sfirat HaOmer, Hu Chag HaShavuot. It's the festival of Shavuot. However, the Gemara in Masechet Rosh Hashanah does discuss the date of Shavuot, and this is in the first perek. The Gemara tells us that it's Parmin Behei, Parmin Bavav, Parmin Bezayin. Sometimes it can be on the 5th of Sivan, sometimes it can be on the 6th of Sivan, sometimes it can be on the 7th of Sivan. How can Shavuot have this range of dates? So we need to remember that in the times of the Beit HaMikdash and the times of the Tanaim, they were being Kadesh al Pi HaRe'iyah. They proclaimed Rosh Chodesh on the basis of when they saw the new moon. So months didn't have fixed number of days. Some years a month could be 29 days, and then other years it could be 30 days. It was all fluid and flexible. So if both Nisan and Iyar are full months of 30 days, then Shavuot will turn out to be on the 5th of Sivan. If Nisan is 30 days and Iyar is 29 days, which is the way we have it now in our fixed calendar, then Shavuot will turn out to be on the 6th of Sivan. But if both Nisan and Iyar are 29 days, then the 50th day from the 16th of Nisan will be on the 7th of Sivan. But of course for us, Shavuot is always on the 6th of Sivan. A question which is discussed, even by the Rishonim and also by the Achronim, is why do we have 2 days Shavuot in Chutz La'aretz? All the other Chagim, there was a concern that people wouldn't know when Rosh Chodesh had been proclaimed, and therefore there was a doubt as to which day Yom Tov was going to be, and they had to keep 2 days. By the time Shavuot came round, everybody would have known when the first day of Pesach was, and then when the second day of Pesach was, and they just need to count 50 days from them, and they'll know it's Shavuot. So there should only be a necessity to have 1 day Shavuot wherever you are. Wherever you are in the world, you'll know what the date is of Shavuot. The Rambam addresses this question in Hilchot Kiddush HaChodesh, Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Bet, and the Rambam says, K'dei shelo lachlok b'moadot, so that we have consistency amongst the festivals. In Chutz La'aretz, we always have 2 days Yom Tov, irrespective of whether we know what date what day really is Yom Tov or not. And this is an important observation. Many people nowadays are saying, oh, you know, we shouldn't have 2 days Yom Tov in Chutz La'aretz. We know when it's Yom Tov, etc., etc. Even in the times of the Rambam, they knew very well when it was Yom Tov. And in actual fact, well before the Rambam, they knew when it was Yom Tov. There was a fixed calendar long before the Rambam. Nevertheless, we always keep 2 days, even in a situation where there was never a suffix. So there's no reason for us not to be keeping 2 days Yom Tov nowadays. In any event, from the Rambam, it does seem, though, that the second day of Shavuot perhaps is less compelling in certain regards than the second day of all other Chagim. All other Chagim, once upon a time, there might have been a Safek, whereas with Shavuot, there was never a Safek. However, the Chatam Sofer addresses this question in his Sheilos and Tshuvot, Chelek Orach Chaim Simen Kuf Samach Hei, and he comes to an opposite conclusion and says that in actual fact, second day of Shavuot should be more strict than the second day of other Yom Tovim. Second day of other Yom Tovim was introduced because there was a Safek. So it's really only because of a Safek that we keep the second day of other Yamim Tovim. But as far as Shavuot is concerned, that was how it was fixed from the outset. There would be 2 days of Shavuot, similar to the Takana of 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. The second day of Rosh Hashanah, we don't have leniencies. The lenient season applies the second day of other Yom Tovim, like with regard to Refuah and with regard to a dead person, don't apply on the second day Rosh Hashanah. The Chatam Sofer thinks that perhaps a second day Shavuot should have the same stringencies. Rav Zevin, in his Sefer HaMoedim Bahalach, brings a machloket in the Achronim as to how this panned out on one occasion in the city of Brody. where there was a machloket between Rav Shlomo Kluger and Rabbi Eliezer Landau, who was the grandson of the Nodabihuda. There was a case where there was a man who was desperately ill on his deathbed, looked like he was going to die on second day Shavuot. There was a childless couple, and if he died, then his wife was going to need to have chalitza done, and the Yabam, the ill man's brother, lived a long way away. It was going to be a very difficult challenge to get chalitza done. So therefore, wanted to divorce her so that she would die. He would die and wouldn't leave her a widow. So the grandson of the Nadab Yehuda, he paskened that on second day Shavuot you could be makel in this case and write a get. However, Rav Shlomo Kluger disagreed and said, no, you have to be as strict with second day Shavuot as you do with all other mardim. And they approached the Chatam Sofer and others for a decision on this matter, and they all agreed with Rav Shlomo Kluger. In any event, Shavuot is definitely this Thursday night, Friday, and Shabbat. Ad Kan.